WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom, served up hot and ready to go. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we could all use a little boost on managing our emotions effectively. Ever feel like your feelings are running the show? Like 1 minute you're soaring high, and the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Yeah, that roller coaster can be exhausting. But trust me, there's a way to ride those emotional waves with more grace and control. Today, we're diving deep into stoic principles to help you become the captain of your own ship, navigating the seas of life with calm and composure. So buckle up, because this is gonna be good. First things first, let's acknowledge that emotions are a natural part of being human. They're like those colorful confetti cannons going off in our brains, sometimes beautiful, sometimes chaotic, but always there. The Stoics understood this perfectly. They didn't believe in suppressing or ignoring our feelings, rather, they emphasized understanding and managing them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to stop a wave from crashing on the shore, right? You'd learn to respect its power and find ways to ride it safely. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master emotion manager, straight from the Stoic playbook. 1. Recognize your thoughts. Emotions often stem from our thoughts. Think of them as a ripple effect. An event triggers a thought, which then generates an emotional response. So, the first step is to become aware of those thoughts. Are they helping you or holding you back? This awareness is like having a detective's lens on your inner world, allowing you to analyze the situation objectively. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can go into overdrive with negative self-talk? That little voice whispering doubts and anxieties. Well, the Stoics encourage us to challenge those thoughts head-on. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Often, we realize that those negative thoughts are just exaggerated or unfounded. 3. Focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, that's a given. But what we can control is our reaction to those things. The Stoics emphasize focusing our energy on what's within our sphere of influence. Instead of dwelling on the traffic jam, maybe you can use that time to listen to an inspiring podcast or simply enjoy the peace and quiet. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. Instead of getting caught up in past regrets or future worries, bring your attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This helps ground you in the now, reducing anxiety and fostering a sense of calm. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Ever notice how feeling grateful can instantly shift your mood? The Stoics believed in practicing gratitude regularly. It's a powerful antidote to negativity and a great way to appreciate the good things in life, big and small. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street when suddenly, someone bumps into you, spilling the coffee all over your new shirt. You might feel anger rising, frustration bubbling up, that's totally normal. But here's where stoicism comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings without judgment, and then ask yourself, can I control this situation? The answer is probably no. What you can control is your reaction. You can choose to let the coffee spill ruin your day, or you can choose to see it as a minor inconvenience and laugh it off. Maybe even offer to help clean up. Remember, folks, managing emotions effectively isn't about suppressing them, it's about understanding them, accepting them, and responding with wisdom and grace. By incorporating these stoic principles into your daily life, you can become the master of your emotional world, navigating life's ups and downs with strength and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and remember you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little stoic wisdom in their lives. And if this resonated with you, leave us a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, keep on walking those emotional waves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.